all naive comments.
This is the Lynn Martin Show, the only open line talk show in Windsor, Essex. On AM 800 CKLW.
Hi, Lynn. Love the show. Big fan of the show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. If it were up to you, would you scrap the pesticide ban, or have you grown, used to it? Are you pulling weeds? Have you given up? Are you using alternative products? Some of us apparently don't like it at all and are still using banned products. In fact, we are making trips to New York, to Michigan, here in Ontario, to get products that are simply not allowed here any longer. Have you done that? Would you do that? What's your lawn looking like these days anyway? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone. We are talking about this today for a number of reasons, because I've been talking to people about their lawn, and we're lucky in this area. We've received some rain, so our grass is pretty green, as are the weeds. And I don't know about your lawn. I guess I haven't done a very good job this year, but you know, mine's mostly weeds, or at least there's a lot of them. There's products, of course, that we are not able to use in Ontario anymore. And the Toronto Sun carried a series of articles on the fact that while many of us have really kind of grown used to this and we've moved to the old style lawn care, there are others of us that will cross the border to get the stuff that we want. And they will tell, apparently, businesses here in Ontario, look, you can't sell this to me. I will go and get it. And businesses aren't very happy about it. Businesses aren't very happy about that. But people still say they want the products. Now, the ban was brought in, of course, after parents and doctors complained that children were being unnecessarily exposed to toxic chemicals. So it took about 250 toxic products off the market. And so, while some people are in favor of this, other people say, you know what? This was just pure politics, not science. And lawn care companies are frustrated because they can't control things. People say, you know, this is something that we should be able to decide on our own. It is the strongest pesticide law, you should know. Okay. We are still allowed to purchase products to deal with plants and insects that pose a health threat. Okay, so you should know that. But what's interesting is apparently some people, what they do, of course, is they'll say, you know, I have poison ivy, so I need this to kill it. And they get their hands on products that way. So there's all different ways in which we are reacting to this. The other reason that we are talking about this as well is we have obviously an election coming up on October the 6th. And even though both the NDP and the Conservative government voted against this ban, they voted against it for very, very different reasons, you should know. Neither one of them have come out and said they are willing to change it. The Ontario NDP voted against the ban, but they say they will not kill it if they win the election. They say the problem that they found with it is that it prevented municipalities from enacting even stronger laws than the provincial law. They wanted that to happen, so that's why they voted against it. And what the Conservatives say is they promise in general to reduce government red tape. They didn't answer directly as far as the pesticide ban is concerned. But I'd like to know what your thoughts are, how you are coping, what your lawn looks like. You know, do you still sneak products? Do you secretly, or maybe not so secretly, say to yourself, geez, I wish I could get my hands on those products again? What have you found works? What doesn't? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone. Let's go to Erwin, first-time caller, who's joining us from London. Hi, Erwin.
Hi, Lynn. I have been working in the pesticide industry since 1965. Of course, supplying the original hard chemicals that were used for many years in lawn care. Developed a product called Par 3, which was a major three-way lawn spray in the turf industry. It always provided very effective broadleaf weed control. It was considered safe to lawns, safe to users. The University of Guelph Turf Institute did the research work, and they found that after 30 minutes, it dries onto the weeds and the grass, and it's virtually impossible to rub off, so that children and pets are not affected. But it was one of the products that was banned by the Ontario government. I'm wishing that it could be reinstituted, reinstated, to give growers, or I mean homeowners, effective weed control. The newer products that are being used, people right across the street from me have had their lawn sprayed by one of the newer products. The weeds are not controlled. They're just as vigorous as before they sprayed. I don't think they're getting a benefit from the newer products that are on the market.
So you would like to see the ban reversed?
Yes, please.
What about the, you know, our health? I mean, they say we're doing this because of health reasons. We really don't need these products, and the products that they took off the market, or the ingredients that they took off the market, were things that needed to come off.
Correct. Well, the health to the applicator, the person doing the spraying or putting on the granular, is one thing, and they know how to use the products safely. You know, they have the clothing, they have the masks, they have the gloves and boots to help them to avoid exposure. Yes, children and pets should be kept off of the lawn for half an hour after it is sprayed to allow the spray to dry. And once it is dried onto the weeds and the grass, like the University of Guelph proved in their research, it's virtually impossible to rub the weed killer off the plants.
But does it not seep into the ground?
The basic effect on soil is it gets trapped by the weeds and the grass, and it's taken up by plants. It goes right into the leaves of the weeds, so it doesn't go into the soil.
But not all products, like possibly the product you're talking about, but certainly not all products would be like that.
Yes, some could be. They would have to be evaluated.
Right.
And they could be. But we shouldn't ban everything just because of one idea. One speech that Mr. McGuinty made there just before the last election, he just on his own made a statement that he was going to ban, and you know, which was irresponsible, I think. Wasn't a scientific decision. It was strictly political.
All righty. Thank you, Irwin. He says, you know, he's been in the industry for many, many years and says, yep, we should be able to use the products. Thank you, Irwin. What do you say? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your cell phone. So pesticides, as we know, cannot be used for cosmetic purposes on lawns, vegetables, on your gardens, patios, driveways, cemeteries, and in parks and schoolyards. There are no exceptions for pest infestations in these areas. Okay, so more than 250 pesticide products are banned for sale. Over 95 pesticide ingredients are banned for cosmetic uses. There are some exceptions, though, as we said, for public health or safety. So pesticides, for example, can be used to control plants that are poisonous to the touch. Things like and I mentioned this, poison ivy, insects that bite, sting, venomous, disease-carrying, like if we had a terrific mosquito infestation, animals, insects, or plants that may cause damage to a structure or infrastructure. Golf courses are exempt. Sports field are allowed short-term exemption from the ban to host some sporting events. Okay, so there are some exceptions. I want to know your thoughts on this, though. What have you done? What are you willing to do for a green lawn, for a weed-free environment? Do you support the ban, or do you want it scrapped? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559. And apparently, many of us are still buying products in the States and using them anyway. Do you know people that do that? Are you still pulling your weeds? Have you given up the fight? As long as it's short and green, that's all you care about? What does your lawn look like? What does your garden look like? Your landscaping? How are you coping with these things? 519-792-CKLW.
WestJet offers nonstop service from Windsor to Calgary for as low as $169. Windsor International Airport is your quick gateway to the West. Book today at WestJet.com or call your travel agent.
You've got a floor that needs replacing, and all that's needed is a great offer. Let's get it done. This weekend only at the Home Depot's Flooring Truckload event, we've got some amazing prices, like oak laminate for only 66 cents a square foot. Join AM 800 live on location at the Home Depot, 1925 Division Road at Walker in Windsor, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for your chance to win great prizes. Visit homedepot.ca/truckloadevent for all participating stores. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
AM 800 weather brought to you by the New Balance Store. They fit kids. Find a huge selection of New Balance kids' shoes in the perfect length and width. Act now and score a free gift from Mabel's Labels, the New Balance Store at 4115 Walker Road. We have a Humidex advisory in effect, mainly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Windy with highs near 30, overnight lows down around 17. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, absolutely gorgeous, a mix of sun and cloud, highs near 25. We're at 21 right now, that's 70 Fahrenheit.
It's sad to say, summer is winding down. But the good news, with the end of summer comes a true staple for anyone in Windsor, Essex, the Tecumseh Corn Fest. And you better believe the AM 800 traveling trailer is stocking up on giveaways and making its way to Lacoste Park for the rides, the shows, and of course, all the buttery corn you can eat. Don't miss Rockers, Our Lady Peace taking the stage this weekend, plus Corny Crafts, the Miss Tecumseh pageant, the largest small town parade, and more. Experience the Tecumseh Corn Fest and be sure to swing by the traveling trailer. All summer long, AM800 and the Revenberg Automotive family, Tecumseh East and Forest Glade Drive, are giving away over $5,000 worth of gas. Ready to win your share? It's go time. The AM800 Traveling Trailer, brought to you by the Windsor-Essex Economic Development's Grown Right Here campaign. Look for local because it's worth it. Southland Insurance. Enter at the trailer to win a Woodland Hills Climbing Wall Party Package from Southland Insurance.
This November 25th at Caesars Windsor, experience comedian and TV personality Jay Leno up close and personal. The Tonight Show host brings his Emmy Award-winning humor to the stage at the Coliseum.
Nice to have you all here. Thank you very much.
Reserve seating goes on sale this Saturday at CaesarsWindsor.com, the Caesars Windsor box office, and all Ticketmaster locations. Jay Leno live November 25th at Caesars Windsor. Must be 19 years or older. Caesars Windsor, routinely spectacular.
Playing, crawling, making faces. There's a lot to do when you're a baby. And babies don't have time for severe intestinal infections caused by rotavirus. Protect your baby with the rotavirus oral vaccine. It's given at 2 and 4 months of age. Immunization is the foundation for a healthy life. Talk to your healthcare provider about the rotavirus vaccine. Visit ontario.ca/vaccines or call 1-866-532-3161. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
So I've worked for Ford for 20 years.
9 years now.
3 great years.
Ford is in my blood. I bleed blue.
The technology that we've got is great.
I feel like I'm driving a computer.
Cars that park themselves? Seems crazy, right?
Safety is number one priority with Ford. It's a huge thing.
Even if I won the lottery, an F-150 is what I'd want to drive.
You gotta try one. You gotta drive one.
Share our pride and share our price with Ford Employee Pricing. Now's the best time to get up to $12,000 in price adjustments on your favorite Ford car, CUV, SUV, and truck. Only at your Ford store. See paper for details.
Whether you're your bathroom just needs a little facelift or a complete overhaul, New Bath has got you covered. Tune in to Experts on Call this Saturday morning at 9. Gordon Kent from New Bath will tell us about their incredible bathroom makeover packages. Learn how you can have a brand new low-maintenance bathroom in as little as one day. They're most excited about their easy payment plans that make it affordable for everyone. Plus, they have a show special only available for 1 hour. Don't miss the opportunity to finally have the bathroom of your dreams. That's Experts on Call this Saturday morning at 9.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the finest non-toxic cleaner in the world. For more than 35 years, our team of researchers have scoured the globe for new science and leadership through innovation, not imitation. I am so sure that you will love the entire family of Simple Green products that if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied, I will refund your purchase, no questions asked. For more information, go to simplegreen.com.
It's the only open-line talk show in Windsor-Essex, and now you can hear it at night, too. Catch a replay of the first hour of The Lynn Martin Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 800.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got.
So if it were up to you, would you scrap the pesticide ban or have you grown used to it? 519-792-CKLW joining us right now, listening to us online from Ottawa, is Pierre Patel. And you, Pierre, you are the Executive Director of Regulatory Affairs for CropLife Canada.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What did you want to add to the program today?
Well, I just want to mention, I haven't heard it mentioned yet, that one thing that some people don't realize is that pesticides, before they're ever made available in Canada, go through an extremely rigorous regulatory assessment by Health Canada. And there's over 350 scientists there whose sole job is to review the safety of these pesticides, both for health, environment, and future generations as well.
One of the arguments, and while I appreciate that argument, but one of the arguments, you know, when it comes to Health Canada is that they approve cigarettes as well.
Yeah, and I've heard that argument as well, and
yeah.
it's almost comical. I mean, there's a vast difference between approving for safety, as they do for pesticides, and allowing, as they do for cigarettes. And they spend a tremendous amount of money trying to get people to quit smoking, whereas with pesticides, the review is done to make sure that the products are safe before they're allowed to be used. It has nothing to do with, the comparison is not at all fair.
So if there's no health reason to do this, it can't be purely a political reason.
Well, I would disagree. I mean, there are some
because
groups.
most people want the ban lifted, I would imagine.
Sorry, most people want the ban lifted?
Yeah. I would imagine most of us want, I mean, if we're going to the States to buy this stuff, and I'm getting tired of digging out dandelions from my, and have Creeping Charlie all over the place and everything else, I'm going to want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, I mean, part of the issue when this whole ban was brought into force was that, you know, what is the rationale for doing this? Mm-hmm. And what are you hoping to achieve in by doing it? And when you look at Health Canada, anyone can go to their website and punch in pesticides, and you'll see. The assessment that takes place there is world class, and we have the most modern legislation in the world looking at these products. And so what Ontario did was it appeased to a small group of activist groups who were calling for this ban without any scientific valid reasons why it should be brought into force.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are what you're seeing, is that people are finding ways around it. They're cross-border shopping. They're making their own homemade remedies, online shopping, that kind of thing. And this isn't what the intent of the regulation was ever for.
Do you think any party will take this on, though, Pierre? Because they don't sound like they will.
Well, all I can say is that we will present the information that we have in terms of how the products are assessed, et cetera, and work with those with whatever government mm-hmm. is successful in October.
Okay, but you're saying that the products that we were using, they were safe. It was okay. They were tested.
Absolutely, and even Health Canada. If you look at, there's a frequently asked questions section on there that talks about this issue, and it talks about sort of what is this growing body of evidence that the the groups that have called for bans are talking about. And the questions are answered very clearly on that website, and it basically says that all of the evidence is taken into account as part of the Health Canada assessment. They don't cherry pick the studies that, you know, sort of lean towards one side or the other. They look at all of the evidence and all of the studies, mm-hmm. and come up with decisions from that.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you wanted to add before we let you go?
Well, I mean, as an association, we don't condone people breaking the law, so we're not suggesting that people do cross-border shopping. That, but in terms of the products that they're using or that they used to use, they can rest assured that they have been assessed fully for safety.
Okay. Thank you, Pierre. I'm glad you're listening. Pierre Patel, he works for CropLife Canada, streaming from Ottawa. And we'd like to hear from you as well. Thank you, Pierre. 519-792-CKLW. Yeah, you can listen to us online anytime at am800cklw.com. Okay, so we stream. So if you are far away and your radio can't pick us up, then listen to us online. We'd love to talk to you as well. I have lines open for you. Yes or no? If it were up to you, would you scrap the pesticide ban? I made a comment that I said that most people would. That you'd like to be able to use the products you used to use, would you? Or do you support the ban? Have you grown used to this? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your cell phone. And why do you feel the way you do? This person says, scrap the ban for sure. I buy, in this another one, I buy all of my pesticides in the U.S. and bring them over. Someone else says, scrap the ban. I'm tired of the weeds. Even the contracted out lawn people can't seem to control them. What do you say and why? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559. One more before we come back. This gentleman says, I think we were better off when we could still use pesticides. Our cancer rates, at least in our area, sure don't look like they've come down. Or if not worse now, our lawns and parks look terrible because their so-called eco-free fertilizers and sprays don't work, and the bugs and mosquitoes are probably harming us worse than the pesticides ever would. All right, so that's his opinion. What's yours? We want it. We have one line open for you, 519-792-CKLW.
What could be better than beautiful new floors? Getting them at an unbeatable price.
Or a style that's all your own.
Right now at Gabriel's, buy 1 square foot of flooring and you'll get the second square foot half off. All in-stock flooring is included. Hardwood, cork, laminate, carpet, vinyl, ceramics, even the padding. Purchase over 200 square feet of carpet and get a matching accent remnant for free.
Gabriel's Floor and Home. For a style that's all your own.
Offer ends August 31st.
It's 10:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
A Windsor doctor is being remembered as a gentle giant. Dr. John Chick and his wife Donna died in a crash in Chatham-Kent on Friday. Chick was the former head of pediatrics at Hotel de Grace Hospital and the former medical director at the John McGivney Children's Center. Former hospital chief of staff Dr. Arkid worked with Chick for 20 years and says he loved being a doctor and helping people. Where were you when the earthquake hit? That's the question being asked across much of eastern North America today, including here in Windsor, Essex. The magnitude 5.9 quake was centered in Virginia yesterday afternoon and felt here locally. No one was hurt. No damage is reported. A mock disaster exercise continues today on the Detroit River. Today's scenario involves an oil spill, but Canadian agencies are not taking part. More than 60 agencies from both sides of the border took part in yesterday's simulation that involved an explosion and fire aboard a tourist boat. And no injuries are reported after a house fire in Windsor. Crews were called to the 2700 block of Everts Avenue just after midnight. Police say an occupant threw water on a grease fire and ignited the kitchen. Damage is pegged at $40,000. Details on these stories and more coming up at 11. The forecast is next.
By August 31st, we're removing the snow in Canada. But fortunately, you won't need a shovel. Following a decision by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, many Canadian television stations broadcasting over the air will switch to digital, clearing snow from screens across the nation and replacing it with high-quality digital picture and sound. If you receive your TV signals by cable, satellite, or internet, you will not be affected. But if you receive your TV signals using an outdoor antenna or rabbit ears, or if you're uncertain about what system you have, you may have to take action. Don't get caught in a storm of TV snow by not being prepared. If you have any questions about the digital transition, just visit digitaltv.gc.ca or call 1-855-388-5050. A message from the Government of Canada.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Tamar Building Products. Don't wait for your shingles to be ordered in. Great prices on in-stock shingles at Tamar Building Products, Walker Road, and in Ruthven.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers or thunderstorms redeveloping late this afternoon. Gusty southwest winds to 50 kilometers per hour, the high of 31. 23 right now, that's 73 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Call, talk, share. The Lynn Martin Show. The only open line talk show in Windsor, Essex on AM 800 CKLW.
We are asking you this morning if you support the pesticide ban or not. 519-792-CKLW. And if you don't, do you do anything about it? There was an article in the Toronto Sun a couple of days ago that say that a lot of us, not only here in our area, but in other parts of Ontario, you know, such as the Niagara region, they go to Buffalo, they get their pesticides and they bring it back, go to the U.S. to do that. Would you do that? 519-792-CKLW. Mark is up next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Lynn. Yes, I think the ban should be scrapped. And recently I have been getting some pesticides from the U.S., but what I'd like to ask is maybe you or your listeners could clear this up. I've been told that the border guards will not stop pesticides from coming into Canada. And
okay.
The reason is because it's a provincial law and the border guards just enforce federal law.
Okay, let me tell you what the Toronto Sun says, okay? Because
sure.
I have the article in front of me.
Okay.
And this is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. The Canadian Border Services Agency says Ontario's cosmetic pesticide ban cannot be legislatively enforced by their officials. Officials at the border will only stop fertilizer and pesticides that fail to meet registration, packing, and labeling requirements under the Federal Fertilizers Act, and Health Canada approves the use of products covered by the Ontario Prohibition.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So, and I'm quoting now,
mm-hmm.
I'm quoting from the Toronto Sun, so don't blame me.
Well, that makes sense. So then it is legal to bring it back. Isn't that what you read out of that?
I'm not making assumptions,
okay.
Because I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, because if somebody brings something back, because I've also heard from people, now I don't know where they got that information from, their information from, but I've also heard from people that if you bring stuff back, you can be fined like these horrific fines, and I would call
well,
I mean, maybe we can try to call somebody and find out, but that's, I'm quoting from the Toronto Sun as far as their research is concerned, because
okay,
I haven't
you,
been
Lynn.
Able to find anything, so
okay,
all righty, thank would
you.
You do it, Mark, would you use it?
Oh yes, I have been using it. Makes a world of difference.
Now, do you let it be known? Are you ashamed of it, or is it on the down low? Like, do we do this on the down low, or what?
Well, my neighbors all kind of know, and they do it, too.
They do,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Mark. Mark says, yeah, he will use it. And wants the ban gone, what do you say? 519-792-CKLW. John's up next. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to voice my opinion a little bit on sweet corn. I buy a dozen ears of sweet corn, and I find a worm in there, so do I throw the whole cob of corn away, or do I cut out the worm and eat the rest of the cob? Now, we used to have chemicals that would control these a lot better than we do now, and the only way we've had people have had to go to is genetically modified corn so that the insect wouldn't be attracted to it.
Well,
I still find a worm in my sweet corn, so what do I do, throw the whole cob away or keep it?
But it's my understanding that farmers can still use some
Yeah, they can use some chemicals, but that has to be a timely procedure of every hours to apply it to keep these insects away. And like
but,
I said, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know, taking a worm or tossing my cob versus eating food that's been sprayed. I don't know, John.
It's a tough decision, isn't it? And here's another thing. You're talking about spraying lawns with these materials you bring from the States. So what happens if that material drifts over to your neighbors and kills their flowers or their plants? You're liable.
Oh, yeah. Like you, and I was just reading, too, once again, just to refresh my own memory. Even if you use, you're supposed to put signs out, right?
That's correct.
Even if you're using stuff that's approved.
That's right.
You're supposed to put signs out. Now, but I don't know if what you, I mean, how can you be held? Who would hold you liable for a dead flower?
Well, I can remember when I was a child, this is 20 or 30 years ago, that the railroad track sprayed the weeds, obnoxious weeds along the railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
And every farm put in a complaint along that railroad track. And they sued the railroad company for spraying those chemicals because the chemicals drifted over into their farms.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
And that's what these chemicals can drift up to a mile. So any tomato plants that a person has in the garden,
mm-hmm.
or any flowers,
mm-hmm.
if they can trace it back to that person using it, they can sue them, take them to court.
So do you want would you want the ban lifted, John, or not?
Not really. Okay. The problem is people don't read directions. And if they're applied according to directions, like the other gentleman said, they've been tested by how many labs and everything else, but they have to be done with that standard. And so many people think, well, if it does that good with this much, well, let's put some more in, or we'll spray it every day. And that's what you've got to deal with. But I'm just saying, people leave themselves wide open to a lawsuit if it happens to drift. And like today, when the relative humidity is supposed to be high and the heat, that's when it can drift a mile.
All righty. Very good. Thank you, John, for the warning. What do you think about that? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your cell phone. We come back with Bernadette, Rose, and Karen. You can join us as well if it were up to you. Would you scrap the pesticide ban, or have you grown used to it? Are you pulling your weeds? Have you given up? Some of us don't like it. We are crossing the border and buying products. When you take a look at your lawn and there's more weeds than grass, what are your thoughts? And do you care? You know, do you think that it's all about your health? And so we're going to respect this. Or do you agree with the gentleman that called in, their first two callers actually, who called in and said, this stuff is safe. It's all political. It's all special interest groups. What do you say? 519-792-CKLW.
Settle on the magnificent waterfronts in historic Amherstburg. The Shores of Erie International Wine Festival is a showcase for Lake Erie's North Shore award-winning wineries and fabulous restaurants. Enjoy wine tastings, culinary demos, celebrate cycling with free guided bike tours, browse local art at the new galleries at the Shores, and more. Cooking shows and informative seminars are free with your pass all weekend long. Visit soewinefestival.com. The Shores of Erie Wine Festival, September 8th through 11th, sponsored by Ontario, yours to discover, and AM 800.
AM 800 weather brought to you by Parker Construction, members of DKC Disaster Cleanup Canada. Find out why they're Windsor and Essex County's premier restoration company, parkerconstruction.ca. Well, we have a Humidex advisory in effect, mainly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms with highs near 30. Overnight lows down around 17 for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Absolutely gorgeous. Sunshine highs between 25 and 27. It's 21 right now. That's 70 Fahrenheit.
What kind of Ontario do you want? Parents have always wanted their kids to do better than they did, but that might not happen anymore. Here in Ontario, part-time jobs are replacing thousands of good full-time jobs. This generation of students will have to settle for low pay, no benefits, and no future.
Ontario's Community College support staff think that's wrong. So we're fighting for more full-time jobs today and when our students graduate. They shouldn't have to settle for a part-time province.
Professional golf is coming to Windsor.
The Canadian Tour Championship is the Canadian PGA Tour's flagship event,
and it's being played at the Ambassador Golf Club August 25th through the 28th.
Come see future Canadian superstar Adam Hadwin, as well as other Canadian top prospects Richard Scott, Roger Sloan, and Dustin Risden.
Tickets can be bought at CanadianTourChampionship.com or at Ambassador Golf Club, and all proceeds will be donated to charity.
The Canadian Tour Championship, where you can watch tomorrow's champions play today.
Some sales are good.
Ooh.
Some sales are really good.
Ooh.
And some sales are so incredible, they're completely mad.
Oh my goodness, it's Moonlight Madness!
Moonlight Madness is back at Zeller's with amazing deals all night and hourly specials you can't miss. So get here early and stay late.
Moonlight Madness starts this Friday at 6 p.m., just in time for back to school. Remember, we'll be closed from 5 to 6 to get ready, so check the flyer or Zellers.com for store hours and details.
When it comes to problem solving, Dr. Joy Brown is a pro.
Don't walk into a situation you know is not going to work, and this one will not work right now.
If you want to overcome your fears, Dr. Joy has the answers.
Stay away from him, honey. He has nothing of value to offer you right now except a fantasy. And you don't want a fantasy. You want reality.
She'll teach you how to quit being your own worst enemy and start being your own best friend, parent, mentor, and shrink all wrapped up in one.
You want to be together on a solid, clean basis, not chaos. And right now, it's chaos.
Dr. Joy Brown. Weekdays 1 until 3 on AM 800. We want you to stay on top of what's going on in your community. Sign up for AM 800's breaking news alerts at am800cklw.com and you'll receive an alert direct to your email.
Ten 45 on AM 800. Lynn Martin along with you at 519-792-CKLW. If it were up to you, would you scrap the pesticide ban or have you grown used to it? What have you tried? What works? What doesn't? What frustrates you? Do you buy in the States as we are being told you do? 519-792-2559. Bernadette is with us. Hi, Bern.
Hi, Lynn. I have an issue with weed control other than the good exercise of bending down endlessly to pull the weeds.
Yes.
I have an issue with the spray kind. I used to sit in the backyard, and once a month my neighbor would spray his lawn, you know. And the first thing I know, I had to come back in the house. I couldn't breathe. I have asthma. And, of course, he has asthma too, but he closes his door and he doesn't smell the, you know, the odor. But I have nothing, there's nothing wrong with issuing, using the granular kind. You don't have the odor with it, and by the next day, it does the effect that it's supposed to do, as long as you put it when it's dry, not when it's raining.
So you don't necessarily worry about the health issues?
No, not
like
that.
Like it's seeping into the ground or anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, I am concerned about the health issue if it's sprayed. But not if you use the granular kind. There's nothing wrong with the granular kind.
Okay.
And they should make that available to us.
Do you think that because we can't smell it, though, it doesn't hurt us?
You can't smell it, it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't get in your lungs.
Well, but why do we make that assumption, though?
Because I can tell. Because I can go in the yard after spraying it, you know, with the granular, that I'm not affected. But I am affected if they use the liquid kind.
No, I didn't mean that you would smell it, but I mean it may affect you in other ways.
I don't think so.
So you're just saying...
I don't think so.
You don't think it does?
No.
If it's on your vegetables or on your food or in the ground or in the groundwater?
I don't put it on my vegetable. If it's granular, you put it on the grass. You don't put it on your flowers. You're talking about grass now.
No, we're talking about everything.
Oh, well, you know, I don't use that on my flowers.
Okay.
Just on the grass.
Just on the grass?
Just on the grass.
All right. So you're saying, thank you, Bernadette, very much. She's saying you should be able to use the granular stuff. She says she gets the spray stuff because it does affect people. But if you're talking about lawns, if you're talking about, you know, trying to keep the weeds down, that's what she believes. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559 and star 800 on your cell phone. Karen's joining us next from Leamington. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Back in June, we had some salespeople going door-to-door to sell, for them to offer their services to do your lawns. And we bought it. We had them come out. It took them a long time to come out after we paid for it and booked it. So finally they did come out, and they sprayed our yard, and they said it would kill all the weeds in our yard. We would just have grass left. They sprayed it a couple days later, all the weeds started to turn black, and then they die up, they decompose and they die off. Well, then a couple days after that, we have now a yard full of crabgrass. We don't have any grass. Our lawn is 100% crabgrass. We just bought the house, mm-hmm. and we also have a stone driveway. So we had them spray our driveway, and they told us that it would stain our stones. So we thought, okay, well, we'd rather have the stained stones than the grass growing through the stones because it looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
So we put up with the stained stones. It's not real bad. They turned kind of yellowy. It did nothing for the stones for the grass in the driveway. It just made it grow even more. So we called them back out because you're supposed to get so many retreatments. They come back out and they said, well, it won't kill this weed and it won't kill that weed. So, but they didn't tell us that in the beginning. Because of the bans and everything, we can't use certain products. So basically the stuff that they sold us was something that wasn't going to work. So we went to the States and we bought a couple bottles of just the pump sprayer, larger bottles than you could get here.
Like the Roundup kind of killer?
It wasn't Roundup, but it was a different name, and
yep.
It was all the stuff that was banned here that you could get in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a big jug, and you just spray it, and it killed everything in our driveway, we paid $7.99 for it.
Yeah.
And for this yard company to come and do our weeds, it cost us over $200 to have that done, and they did nothing. And the weed ban needs to be lifted because this is crazy. Like the crabgrass, even in our neighborhood, you walk around and you see the crabgrass in people's yards, and it's taking over.
Yeah.
Like eventually, there's not going to be any grass; it's going to be just crabgrass because nothing in Canada. We were told after we paid these people that it won't kill the crabgrass.
So, like all the weed and feeds out there, the crabgrass killers and all
nothing,
of that.
Nothing that you can buy in Canada will kill crabgrass. It's been banned. So the only way you're going to kill crabgrass is if you go to the States.
Okay. So why don't we then, this is the other side of the argument, because I have not heard from our environmentalists this morning or people that would say we need to keep this. Why don't we just accept the fact that our grass is not going to look like it did? We can dig out some of the dandelions. If it's different kinds of grass growing, who cares? As long as it looks halfway decent, let's live with it.
But crabgrass is thick and it grows in clumps. So when you
and it grows faster than the other grass, I know.
Yes, and it grows in clumps. So when my 3-year-old is running through my backyard,
mm-hmm.
and after we cut our grass, and then 2 days later, he's running through the backyard and he's tripping over these clumps of crabgrass because they're thick. And they stand out from the rest of the little bit of grass we have left.
Uh-huh.
So he's like running through the backyard and he's tripping over it. And you know, you look around and all these properties are starting to turn to crabgrass. There's not going to be any grass left eventually, and you're going to have this ugly, thick-leaved, clumpy crabgrass all over your lawns. And it's just they need to get rid of this stupid ban. And you know, I'm sorry for the people that are affected by it, but don't spray your yard if you don't want it. You don't want it, don't spray your yard, you know. My neighbor didn't want her yard sprayed when we sprayed ours, so we made sure we watched where we sprayed, and we didn't spray on their side of their property. So they didn't want it sprayed because they don't want their kids exposed to the pesticides. I don't want my kid exposed to the pesticides either, but we sprayed it, and I didn't let him outside that day or the next day, or we went to the park instead of him playing in our yard,
mm-hmm.
you know, until it dies off a little bit, and then he can play in the yard again. But I would rather a nice yard that we can enjoy than a yard full of ugly-looking weeds. Dandelions, I don't mind. It's the crabgrass and all the other junk that's growing.
Yeah, dandelions you can dig out. Crabgrass is harder, and I was digging out crabgrass yesterday, and it's hard. It is. It's harder to dig out. I mean,
it is. And it's ugly.
It is. And it does start to take over like crazy. Thank you, Karen, very much. We have to take a break. We are back with Steve and Matt and Marie. You can join us here on AM 800, 519-792-CKLW.
Welcome back.
Big savings at Monarch is what I'm talking about. You need some supplies for the school year. You can find them all at low prices at Monarch Basics, you hear.
The solder L-shaped desk is only $99.99 right now at Monarch Basics, 1835 Provincial.
Well, we saved us a lot. Monarch Basics deals are hot. Welcome back.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Essex Home Furnishings Summer Clearance Event, with many items up to 50% off. Open 7 days a week. EHF, the corner of Highway 3 and Arner Town Line.
Well, we do have a Humidex advisory in effect today. Mainly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Windy. Wonder if I'll get more weeding done today. Highs near 30, overnight lows down around 17 for Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Beautiful. A mix of sun and cloud. Highs between 25 and 27. It's 23 right now, 74 Fahrenheit.
The Big Sciatica Mystery. Not sure what it is? Uncertain about your diagnosis? Tune into Hour 2 of Experts on Call Saturday morning at 10. Dr. Craig Schisler of Schisler Spine Center will discuss the cutting-edge technology in the non-surgical treatment of chronic lower back and neck pain. It could help herniated and bulging discs, degenerative disc disease, post-surgical back pain, carpal tunnel, chronic headaches, sciatic leg pain, and more. Get your questions ready for Dr. Craig Schisler Saturday morning at 10, right here on AM 800.
What would you do with a $1,000 gift card?
A new rug from Gabriel's?
A suit from Freed's?
A barbecue from Patio Palace?
Season's tickets from Spitfire's?
A weekend at Ambassador Golf Club?
50 pizzas from Antonino's?
Wait!
What?
I won the $1,000 gift card, not you.
Yeah, but what's yours is mine.
No.
Yeah.
The $1,000 prize a day giveaway. One winner every day in August at OLG Slots at Windsor Raceway. It's your mini holiday. See the Winner Circle Rewards desk for details. Must be 19 years or older. Please play responsibly.
Did you know you can catch the number one health show in the nation right here on AM 800, Duke and the Doctor? It's number one because more and more people are realizing that sometimes the solution to ailments may not come in a pill bottle. Most natural alternatives have no side effects, and half the time, they are already sitting in your home. Sometimes simple and natural is the way to go. What ails you? Duke and the Doctor just might have a simple solution. Duke and the Doctor, weeknights from 11 until 1 on AM 800.
So do we just have to give up as far as having, you know, perfect little lawns? We are asking you, if it were up to you, would you scrap the pesticide ban, or have you gotten used to it? There was a couple of articles in the Toronto Sun over the last couple of days that talked about how no party, no provincial party, is going to change the pesticide ban. We have the toughest in Canada, by the way. And that many Ontario shoppers are escaping the ban by shopping in the United States and buying, you know, pesticides there. Would you do that? Have you done that? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone. Let's go to Steve. He joins us next. Hi there, Steve.
Morning, Lynn. This is a great subject. I'm just sorry that I didn't tune in sooner. I wasn't sure what prompted this particular subject, but I had a letter to the editor published on Thursday, the 18th, and I'm very much against this ban. And I'm a senior, and I'm 80 years old, and I can't get down on my hands and knees and take this stuff out. I've tried bleach. I've tried vinegar. The vinegar kills the grass as well as the weeds, and I spend a lot of money on my lawn. I enjoy my lawn, and I'm just so frustrated. My neighbor's got her lawn full of this black medic, and she's tried everything, and she's just almost in tears. This has all been driven by the environmentalists. Why are farmers allowed to put it on the food we eat, but I can't put it on the lawn I walk on? This is absolute nonsense, Lynn.
All right, very good. Thank you, Steve. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559. And I think that's it's a really good point. I mean, I understand the farmer's perspective on this as well, but if we're putting it on the food we eat, and his point is, why can't I put it on the lawn? Why can't I put it on the lawn? Let's go. Do we have time? No. We're going to come back with Matt and Marie and Pat. You can join us here on AM 800 at 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559. Let me read you quickly some emails, because if I take your call, it's not going to do you justice, because I'll just have to rush through you. I still get my pesticides from a friend who's a farmer. He's allowed to use these on his crops, which we eat. Doesn't make sense. So he's saying exactly what our last caller did. This person says, there is no denying that weeds and bugs are annoying. However, I can't help but believe that by omitting herbicides and pesticides from our environment, it is a good thing. We are not going to instantly see a decline in cancer rates and environmental diseases. It will be a slow decline. We have all grown accustomed to instant gratification. Squirt a little of this and the weeds go away. Squirt a little of that and the bugs go away. But they contaminate the soil and water, which foods are our food and drinking water, which turns into illness in the long run. When all is said and done, she says, what is more important? 25 years of a green, weed-free lawn, or watching your child grow into a healthy 25-year-old? All right, we are back with more on what you would do with the pesticide ban. We come back with our loaded lines here on AM 800.